You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Paul J. Panzel, a principal at Sales Rampage Incorporated, a successful business training and consulting team that is called upon by some of America's most successful brands to assist with behavioral training to enhance negotiation and sales skills. Paul, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
And you're welcome, and a good morning to you as well, coming to us from Seattle early this morning. So Sales Rampage describes themselves as marketing and sales behavioral specialists. What does that mean exactly?
Well, Eric, let me let you in on a dirty little secret. Training is really the only industry where a failure rate of 87% is considered completely acceptable. We know that 90 days into training, you only retain about 13% of what you learned in the class. So we were pretty intrigued by why that happens and how companies can have rigorous training and follow-up and still not effectively alter any business metrics. So what we did is we figured out how to affect change at the point of customer contact, and then to make that scalable across the organization so that it actually works and they actually affect some change.
And how do you conduct behavioral training for marketing and sales professionals? What's the format and how does it differ from traditional sales training?
Great question. We know that showing people the right skills and behaviors and then sending them on their way, even with sophisticated coaching, is actually ineffective. So you can do great pre-work, you can do great after class, you can have a great class, and the retention is still horrible and you still get very little behavioral change. If you think about it, professional golfers have one, two separate coaches just to look at their swing, and those coaches are really good at picking up nuances, things that the normal person couldn't detect. And we're asking salespeople to go and do that in the field. In reality, they're out there by themselves, they have very little coaching. So Eric, if they can't detect it in the moment, and know exactly what they're doing poorly, and then how to correct it at that moment, they won't affect any change in their behavior. They'll actually revert to their old ways. They'll either not even be able to notice they're doing something wrong, or just be able to know that it's not going well and not know what to do about it. So in other words, if you can't detect it, you can't correct it. So we've learned how to get people to self-detect in real time. And the interesting thing, you know, is it's not the big things that make a difference. We study what we call nuances. We worked with one software company with their outbound sales force. They were asking us if they could just possibly increase their sales by 10%. We changed five words in one sentence that they used in their outbound pitch. Sales went up 300%.
That is absolutely phenomenal. So how exactly do you go about changing the behaviors of sales and marketing professionals?
Well, we figured out that it's not because the training is bad or that the courses that are out there are bad. The content is really, really good. It's rather how it was taught. So we turn to the field of neuroscience to try to understand why is it that you can give somebody really great content and then the retention and the activation of that content in the field is really very poor. So I'll give you an example that everybody who's been in any kind of sales training has been through, which is the role play. I put you in a role play, I put you in a situation, I can make it as realistic as possible, I can even use real customers. And when I put you in that role play, what you're going to discover, there are certain things that you're not doing well. And we'll talk about it afterwards. You'll sit down with your partners and say, well, okay, I missed that, I missed this, I didn't see that clue, I didn't use leverage correctly here and there. But what we now know through neuroscience is what that's actually doing is activating a part of your brain called the amygdala. And when the amygdala fires off, it hijacks the part of your brain that actually gets you to learn and to retain information. So strangely enough, the role play in its standard format actually makes you retain less. All you'll remember is that I wasn't that great at it, which you knew when you walked in the classroom.
Tell me, what kinds of clients do you serve and how large are they and what kinds of categories do they fall in and what kinds of services do they provide? I know that's kind of like a multi-list there, but give it your best shot.
Yeah, we work all the way from aerospace to the New York Jets. We've worked with GE, McKesson, all kinds of pharma biotech companies, healthcare, distribution, and consumer. really what we're looking for is a client who's trying to affect some change and has something going on in their environment in which they're not sure why they're having a big problem. We've just spent 3 years doing a study that's on the webpage on salesrampage.com with a 3-year study on why product launches don't work successfully. Why is there such an amazing a number of product launches? Some statistics as high as 80-something percent of product launches fail to at least meet the metric that they were supposed to meet when the product was first designed. How could that possibly be with all the money that marketing and sales spends trying to launch products? And we actually realized that the sales and marketing function, and I don't think it's a mystery, Eric, that sales and marketing talk different languages, but the nuance of what you train the salespeople to do, for instance, you train the salespeople to go out and uncover customer issues, or you've got challenger selling where they go out and learn to challenge the customer, and then the marketing people develop materials, highly sophisticated materials. We've got a lot of marketing experience that says that those materials are really good, but they're actually counterproductive to the sales effort. So we just work with a number of clients in our study to figure out why did these clients have unsuccessful launches. So the last client we work with, their last two launches were considered to be big market failures. And they called us in because they couldn't fail one more time. And so they, when they launched their product, I remember it because they invited us to sit in the audience when they gave the number to the salespeople of what the goal was going to be for that year. I remember it because there was actually an audible laugh among the hundreds of salespeople that were in the audience. And boy, did that really set off the sales director. She didn't like that very much. And she sat down to figure out how do we hit this number. By the end of the year, not only did they hit that number, they were 260% over goal of that number, because they figured out how to launch successfully and not make the most common mistakes that companies don't even know they're making.
Interesting information. And do you find that sales training programs are effective or not?
You know, it's not because they're bad courses. I think there's a lot of amazing material out there. We tend to be what we call sales course agnostic. We use whatever program a company might have in place. We look at it two different ways. Number one is, how do I affect that change that I talked about through detection skills? And number two is, we take a look at the system inside the organization. It really, I hate to say this, but it really does very little good to just go out and train a sales force if you don't understand the system in which that sales force operates. If marketing or legal or other entities inside the organization don't support that, or the products aren't launched correctly, or even the launch meeting is done ineffectively, you're pretty much guaranteed that you will not hit the success that you're looking for. So we've spent a lot of years not to just say, okay, look, here's the best training, because I think there's a lot out there. What we've done is we kind of turned it on its ear. We answered the question of, what are the big mistakes that people make that they don't know they're making, that if you could fix those, you would up your sales strategy, you would up your gains in the marketplace, and you'd be able to launch and maintain markets way more effectively.
Today we're joined by Paul J. Panzel, a principal at Sales Rampage Incorporated, a successful business training and consulting team that is called upon by some of America's most successful brands to assist with behavioral training to enhance negotiation and sales skills, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Paul, when you work with an organization that has already undergone a sales training program, what do you do and how do you handle that?
Well, the first thing we do is we understand what people know and what they've been trained on. As we said, we're sales training agnostic. So if they have a program, we'll use the program they've got. If not, we'll use one of our proprietary systems. But in truth, sales training is like a diet book. They all work, but the question is why don't they work? Why don't people follow them? And that's where our expertise is. So we come in and understand where's the glitch in the system, because we've done a lot of years studying where those glitches come from. And we then figure out, how do you sit on top of that system and then impart that through the organization to make it work? So our big goal is not what you train, it's how you train it, and then how you actually make that effect change in the marketplace. I think that's really where Sales Rampage, the niche is in our company.
And lastly, what kinds of results do you generate with your behavioral training programs?
Well, we've talked about some of the hits we've had so far. The one that we just are working on right now, we're in a very interesting industry where it's a multi-million dollar product that is essentially given away in the hope that they will get money back on the services end later on. And in reality, what's happened is every single year the customers have become more and more sophisticated and savvy in terms of negotiating, and they've gotten the margin down on this on these products to be almost nothing. That and the competition in the marketplace has returned a margin for the suppliers that was very, very minimal. They engaged with us. We sat down, looked at their system, redid the way that they look at their marketplace and the way that they present data to their customers and the way they explain their technological superiority. And in fact, they have great technological wins that their customers weren't willing to give them margin for. So what we did is we sat down with them, put together a system where their sales force goes out and engages the customer differently, and they closed the largest deal in the history of their organization. But I think the more important thing of that was they had a 20% increase in margin on that deal. And they had had decreases in the last 11 years.
I'll tell you what, some really eye-opening information, and certainly very impressive what you guys are doing at Sales Rampage. How about telling our listeners, if you would, before you head out the door there, where they can get more information about Sales Rampage online?
Once again, it's salesrampage.com. There are all the research that I've discussed so far on this call is on the website. There are white papers and research papers that people can download. And we'd love to hear from you and see if we can come into your organization and help you avoid some of the major problems that other organizations have avoided by working with us.
Well, Paul, I certainly do appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us here this morning on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the time.
You bet. Likewise, and we've been speaking with Paul J. Panzel, a principal at Sales Rampage Incorporated, a successful business training and consulting team that is called upon by some of America's most successful brands to assist with behavioral training to enhance negotiation and sales skills. And once again, the website of reference is salesrampage.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.